Dr. Google can't fix your knee. The Joint Relief Institute can. Fast joint pain relief, covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
George Thorogood, welcome to the show. You got some people here who are fans and think that you really should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Hello.
How are you?
Bad.
You're bad to the bone, baby.
That's the idea. Is this Mona Lisa?
It is. How are you?
I'm sneaking by.
I am one of the people, and Kevin's on the show, and you have legions of fans who think that you belong in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. At this point, do you want to be there, or do you not care?
I already am there.
I know. You've got the exhibit.
Nah, that's not what I mean. Hey, baby, every night I walk on that bandstand, I'm in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That's my Hall of Fame right there.
I've seen you a few times in the past couple of years, and you are as good as ever. And I know you're coming to the House of Blues on March 9th. We're going to see you up at Summerfest in Milwaukee on June 20th. Tell me about that time back in the day where you did 50 shows in 50 states in 50 days.
You want me to talk about that?
I do, because I don't remember that. I don't know why I don't have a recollection of that. And I don't know that many people could pull it off.
Well, it was about 1,000 years ago. Nobody can remember the Gettysburg Express either. So it's not really a lot to say, Lisa. It was just something we did. It was a fluke, and we did it, and it's over. So I was real sick when I did. I had a really bad cold, real bad head cold. So I don't have much recollection of it either. But it's nice to bring it up.
We played a clip from 1,000 years ago when you were on American Bandstand and Dick Clark was talking to you about baseball. And back in the day, you would say you wouldn't work during baseball season. And I know that you're not a Cubs fan, obviously, but that was where you brought your daughter for her first major league game, right? Wrigley Field.
True.
Are you a Mets fan?
Yes, but. My daughter at the time was a Cubs fan, and what better ballpark to bring your child to see their first game if not the place where the babe called a shot?
Yeah. Hey, the Cubs are playing with the Dodgers, and they've now instituted ABS. What do you think about that?
ABS.
Kevin, is that what it's called? Is it ABS?
It's, George, it's the robo-ump, the automated ball strike system. So if a pitcher throws a ball and it's called a strike, or it's called a ball and he thinks it's a strike, he can challenge it. They go to review, and that actually happened today. Guy threw a pitch, it was called a ball, they reviewed it, and it was reversed and called a strike.
They reviewed it in spring training?
They're testing it out in spring training. They're using a video replay system for balls and strikes.
That is ridiculous. Baseball is not supposed to be speeded up. The umpire's word is law. That is it. That is the end. And that's why people like Lou Piniella are beautiful, and people like Earl Weaver and Tom LaSorda. It's half the fun when a manager runs out on the field and argues with the ump.
You know,
you go crazy.
You're right. The replay's taking all of that out of the game.
It's that's part of the game, to see Lou Piniella go out on the field and go crazy. You know, and nobody ever throws him out of the game. You know why? Because it's good for the game, you know? Right. And another thing is, it keeps the game going longer, you see? I always go to the ballpark and I pull for the visiting team, hoping it'll go into extra innings.
Because it's fun. It's why we're there,
yeah.
Especially on a sunny day at Wrigley Field.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, I have friends, Freddie Lynn used to play with the Red Sox, and his wife Natalie, and we agree, and she says, Why would you want to speed up a game? It's like speeding up your birthday. It's like, hey, Mona Lisa, it's like speeding up sex. Let's get it
that's
over
That's no fun.
Exactly. I mean, that's the beauty of the game. The ump coach comes out, and he rubs his ass, and then he looks into the bullpen. He's got a big chaw of tobacco, and he spits it, and the umpire comes out and says, okay, break it up, and the batter steps out of the batter's box. It's all part of the game, which they're just trying to speed up because they have to compete with television, hockey, Disneyland. And I understand it's a business, baseball. But it ain't baseball no more, baby. Okay? It ain't baseball.
Let's talk about your business, the business of hitting the road. I don't know, dude. I got to tell you, I'm a few years younger than you, and I get up in the morning and sometimes I hurt. How are you hitting the road with ZZ Top and doing all the shows you're doing and still getting on stage and doing the boogie that you do? Do you wake up hurting some mornings?
Yeah, like I got to call a taxi to get me from the bedroom to the bathroom. Yeah. Let me tell you something, Lisa. Entertainment business is not for sissies.
Yeah, I bet. Were there days where it was one bourbon, one scotch, one beer before the show every night?
No. Yeah, I'd stay away from that. I have enough problems, Lisa, getting myself together and getting up there. I don't need any more.
And you've got one of the guys that are still behind you that has been there almost since day one, right?
That's true. That's the rumor.
And so how do you maintain, because look, some people can't even maintain a friendship, let alone a friendship and a business relationship for 50 years. What's the secret?
Loyalty is based on finance.
You pay the man.
There you go. You got to respect them.
You've had to seen all the hoopla about Saturday Night Live and their 50th anniversary. Any recollection of when you were on in 1982? Was it wild back then? Was it all drug-fueled and parties? Or was it on the stage and off the stage and out the door to the next gig?
No, I saw no drugs. If I did, it was an aspirin. it was a very well-run program. I got to meet Lou Gossett Jr., who's been to several of our shows. That was wonderful. It was a lot of waiting around. The waiting around to perform for 3 minutes, you know.
Yeah.
But that's all television is like that. So it was an honor and something to be part of an American television institution, isn't it?
Why should people come see you this year? Give yourself a pitch. Tell them that they need to buy a ticket. I'm telling them because I never miss a thoroughgood show when you get within 100 miles of me.
Oh, why shouldn't they?
That's good enough. Hey, it's really lovely to talk to you, and we appreciate you giving us a few minutes of your time today.
All right, Lisa, say hi to Kevin for me.
I will. I don't know about Kevin, but I agree with you on the baseball thing. That's for sure.
Okay, then. Take care.